Welcome to the Dildorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Kate Sloan. I'm a sex blogger and journalist, and a fancy femme who likes dresses, lipstick, leather collars, and putting stuff in her mouth. Who are you?
I'm Bex. I'm a sex educator and a blogger. I'm a non-binary queerdo, a masochistic pup, and a flirting fetishist, and a Hufflepuff. I love video games, ice cream, and leather, and also love putting things in my mouth. What a convenient coincidence.
Yep, or a blow incidence, as the case may be. Bex, I'm so fucking excited.
Me too!
I'm so excited because two reasons. One of them is we get to do a sick-ass giveaway at the end of this episode.
Yes!
I'm so stoked!
I know.
Our first giveaway. But the second reason I'm so excited is that we are talking about one of our favorite things in the known universe today. And
I've actually been
rabidly looking forward to this. I was like messaging you. I was like, when can we set up this recording session? Because I really want to do this podcast.
I feel like our listeners have been too. Like, they've been tweeting about it. Like, but like, when is this happening? Not like, will you do a podcast? Just like, they're like, dude, when? What, you've had like four already? I don't think. Have you forgotten?
No, I've never forgotten blowjobs.
Me neither.
They're always forefront in my mind. So I feel like this episode might be the first episode where we might give some people some boners. Is that a weird thing to say? Like, I just...
Nope.
I worry
it's
about
gonna
the well-being.
Give me a boner,
of,
so...
Yeah, like, I'm definitely gonna get a mouth boner, but I'm just concerned that there's gonna be people on public transit, like, unable to control...
Excellent.
...their boners, but... Yeah, like, that's good. We don't want to hear about it, but we're
no.
proud that that's happening.
No. The only... There's only, like... Very...
Maximum five.
Max, yeah. I've got one person who can tell me about his boner. Please do.
But yeah,
the rest of the people that can tell me about their boners don't listen, I don't think.
No, we don't want to hear about your random stranger boners.
No.
Please.
That was too many caveats. If you're allowed to talk to me about your boner, you know. The rest of you, stop.
All right. Well,
I feel it may be important to note that this will be a very giggly episode as well, I think.
We're giggly about blowjobs anyway, but I had a bit of weed and Bex had a bit of booze and we're giggling it up over here.
Yeah.
Stick around for the blooper reel at the end, folks. It's gonna be a hot mess.
Go team! So,
yeah, we wanted to start out by talking about our blowjob origins and sort of how we came to where we are now in terms of being fans of the beach. So tell me about your initial blowjob thoughts, experiences, feelings.
I mean, so I think... mine is going to be considerably less interesting than yours. I already mentioned back in the kink episode how, like, this erotic story I read in high school is, like, one of my first formative memories of blowjobs. But I've just always really liked them, and I feel like I should remember the first blowjob I gave much more than I do. I remember, like, even days later, thinking back and being like, oh, shit, I don't remember, like, what happened. The moment when, like, I decided that that dick was going in my mouth and, like, that I was nervous or I don't... None of that. I was just like, I'm blowjob now.
It was all a blur. It was a blur job, if you will.
Yes. And I don't know. It just, like, I just... did it and haven't stopped. At least whenever I get opportunities. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I've just, yeah, that's just always been a thing for me. But I know you have a much more dynamic history with blowjobs.
Yes, my relationship with blowjobs has been a tumultuous one.
For a while it was complicated on Facebook is the whole thing.
Yeah, couldn't make up my mind. It's so weird to think about now, though, because I really did, like, for such a long time, I was so scared of giving head and just interacting with penises in any kind of way. Like, gave me so much anxiety that I almost wondered if I was, like, bi-romantic but homosexual. Like, just didn't want to have sex with people with penises. Which is absurd to think about now. But it scared me so much, and I don't really know what was so scary about it to me. I guess it was just, like, so unfamiliar. I'd never done it before until I was 19. And I had a partner who was my first, like, serious boyfriend. And about, like, a month and a half or 2 months into our relationship, I started moving towards trying to do stuff to him. And he was so great about it. Like, he never pressured me to do anything, but he was sort of, like, gently pushed me in that direction in a really consensual way. I slowly worked my way up to blowjobs, but, like, with him, I never really liked them that much. I think it was because he was, like, pretty vanilla and, like, a little bit subby, and he was often kind of guilty about me doing stuff to him. Like, he was more about doing stuff to me, so he couldn't really relax into it. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of thought, like, I didn't like blowjobs. And then I had this other partner. I just reread this journal entry today, actually, to refresh my memory on this. And it was so funny because, like, you were in town, Bex, and you left in the morning. And I said goodbye to you in the morning. And then I spent the whole day being really sad because I had recently hooked up with this guy and I couldn't stop thinking about how much I wanted to blow him. And, like, I just didn't think I would have the opportunity to do that again. And I was talking to you while I was sitting in the bath, and I was like, I think I'm going to send him a message. And you were, like, hardcore encouraging me.
I just remembered who this human was and, like, flailed at the screen. Because I was sitting here like, which, what? I remember, I think. But okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm on board
so
again.
So I was, like, sitting in the bath being sad that I couldn't go and blow him. And then I just had this thought, like, why don't I just go ask him if I can go and blow him? And it didn't occur to me because, like, I'd never really thought of myself as, like, wanting blowjobs that much, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I sent him a message and I was like, sorry if this is really weird, but, like, I just can't stop thinking about going down on you, and I'd really like to do it again sometime. And he basically was like, okay, come on over.
Which is the correct answer to a message like that.
And it was, like, it was February, and it was nighttime, so it was, like, very cold, and I had just gotten out of the bath, and I, like, threw on clothes and, like, tried to, like, bundle up. I remember, like, trekking through ice and snow to get to his dick. It was very important
uphill,
to me.
Uphill, both ways.
Yeah, and, like, that was kind of the night that solidified in my mind that, like, I enjoy blowjobs now, and I think it was just a matter of, like, finding a partner whose dick particularly had chemistry with my mouth, and, like, his receiving style just fits really well with my giving style, and now I'm a fan. I haven't had sex without giving a blowjob in, like, many months, because it's a huge part of my enjoyment of sex in general.
Yeah, and I think, this is also the person that you wrote a blog post about, his blowjob dick, or why he has a great blowjob dick, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. He's so cocky about it, too. Like, he told me that he, like...
I would be,
too. I know, but he told me that he, like, sends that post to people he's gonna bang to, like,
God,
tempt them
he?
To blow him. Like, what a dipshit. No, like, I adore him.
I love that.
But
oh my god.
He has a legendarily good dick.
That,
like,
is the first time you've told me that, and, like, I can so see.
I know.
I need a moment.
Okay. So okay. His dick is so good that I have actually reviewed him to other people who he had an opportunity to sleep with and been like, no, like, definitely sleep with this guy. His dick's amazing. And definitely put it in your mouth.
It's a good dick. It's a good...
Yeah. Yeah, so we had a threesome with him, so you know.
Yeah. I have been acquainted with that dick. You introduced us.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Oof.
he's gonna love this whole part.
Oh, I don't think he's gonna listen. I don't think that he'll. Maybe I'll tell him that he should listen.
He'll listen anyway.
Okay. All right. Our next thing, I love this. When you wrote the show notes for this episode, one of the questions you wrote just says, wait. Why?
Which I love. But before we get to that, we just spent so long talking about him having a good blowjob dick, but, like, we have not defined what a good blowjob dick is.
Yeah.
The thing, okay. A phrase that you have actually, like, kind of popularized and everyone attributes to you.
I find this hilarious. Sometimes people on Twitter will tweet at me and they'll say something about having used the phrase good BJ dick or been describing to a friend what that meant, and then they'll be like, you know, channeling my inner girly juice. And I'm like, okay, if you're gonna put that on me, that's great. I feel very pleased with that legacy that I've left in this world.
We're gonna put that on your tombstone. Here lies Kate.
I love her
of good blowjob dicks.
Because the thing is, I love blowjobs, but I only want to blow good blowjob dicks, and that's very specific to me and my feelings about what that means. So let's say a few things. Good hygiene and grooming. Very important. Size? I don't know. I have a lot of different feelings about size. I almost don't want to say anything because I don't want people to become upset, because people inevitably get upset whenever anyone talks about penis size.
People have,
I will
so
say
many
that
feelings.
My favorite BJ, I know, my favorite BJ dicks have been on the thicker side, but not so thick that it, like, hurts my jaw. There is a balance to be struck there. Ideally, like, long enough that I can't get the whole thing in my mouth, although it is pretty cool being able to get the whole thing in your mouth. I don't know. I go back and forth on that one. What do you think is a good BJ dick?
I don't know. I feel like I don't feel as strongly about it as you do.
You're just giving me all the dicks.
Yeah, like, just put them in and around my face. Like, the hygiene thing is obviously important, but, like, bathe, I don't think that's... If you're putting your junk in someone's face, bathe. But, like, beyond that, I don't think I have any super strong preferences. I care a lot more about, like, the person's style of receiving, which I think we'll get into a little while later. And I think that's what makes me more excited about blowing someone. Although some dicks do just feel good in your mouth. Like...
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite blowjob dildo, for perspective?
Oh, man. Okay. Jeez. I guess probably either the large Tantus uncut or the Vixen Mustang.
Yeah. I love the Mustang.
I also really like the Vixen Leo, because it has that kind of scratchy, textured foreskin, which feels kind of cool in the mouth.
Mm. Yeah, I like the Mustang just because I like the texture of it, and I like the uncut number two, I think. I don't know. Because the bigger one is so long, though.
I know, but I don't need to get the whole length in there. I just kind of like the girth on that one. It just feels... I mean, part of the reason I like that one is because it's almost the exact same dimensions as the dick of the dude who we've been talking about, so...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
There's some favoritism at play here.
Yeah. I like the feel of the Mustang, but mine is, like, bright green. So if I want a video of something that looks, like, realistic, I usually use the uncut.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a really good dick. I like dicks.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm getting emotional.
I'm having some feelings.
So can we talk about this question? Yes. Why?
Why?
Why blow someone, Bex?
Well, so, yeah, the first person I was having any sort of sex with was a vaguely abusive-ish ex of mine, who used to kind of be very restrictive with physical touch and, like, used it almost as a bargaining chip where I constantly felt like I had to earn it and blah, 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 whatever. But that meant I did not get to give a lot of blowjobs. And I remember having a conversation with a cis male friend of mine. I had been talking about how long it had been since I'd had sex with my partner, and I was like, yeah, you know, dude won't even let me blow him. Like, I've asked the past couple of days, and I can't blow him, whatever. And the guy looked at me, and he's like, why are you asking to blow him? Why don't you just ask to have sex? And, like, I looked at him like, why would you ask me that? What? Like, it hadn't occurred to me yet. I was really young at the time, so it hadn't occurred to me yet that this was a particular thing of mine. And I was like, what? Because blowjobs are clearly the best.
Yeah, I'm offended by the premise of your question.
Yeah, like, it was just like, because, duh. I don't, yeah. What? So that's kind of, like, when I had put Y on the notes, presumably past me was kind of just like, but why do we love blowjobs so much? Why are they so... That, and I think a lot of people look at it and they're like, yeah, but you're not getting off.
Like, yes, I probably am.
As a matter of fact. But yeah, they're like, no one's touching you. Why do you... Like, so many people look at blowjobs as an act of service that you do for someone else. So, like, why do you love them so much?
Oh, so many things. So the tactile sensation itself is a big part of it. And I think that when I allowed myself to sort of relax and not be so anxious about doing a good job or looking a certain way while giving head, then that allowed me to open up and enjoy the actual physical sensations of it. You know, your mouth is a very sensitive place. There's a lot of nerve endings going on there. For me, also, like, another weird thing, which I maybe should have mentioned in my origin story, is that I've been obsessed with blowjob porn for, like, I don't know, 5 years or more, which is really strange because it, like, long predates my actual interest in blowjobs, and for a long time it was super confusing to me. I was like, why am I obsessed with blowjob porn? Like, it's what I choose, like, probably 80% of the time that I watch porn, and yet in real life I just wasn't that into BJs, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? What's up with that? But now it makes sense. Yeah. But I think, just, like, from years of watching blowjob porn, that there is a sort of, like, Pavlovian element of, like, I'm sort of picturing myself doing it, in the style of, like, POV porn that I would watch, and that sort of turns me on because I'm just, you know, I watch that type of porn a lot. And I also think, like, I assume you're gonna talk about kink stuff, but, like, kink stuff is definitely a part of it for me, but, like, the other major thing for me with blowjobs is, I've written a blog post about this, which I think y'all would like if you haven't seen it yet, and it's about sort of the meditative aspect of blowjobs for me, where it's, like, a calming, repetitive activity that I can sort of get into a trance with, something like the psychological state that's called flow, sort of like runners or musicians or artists get into this, like, flow where you're just, like, really in the moment and really focused on what you're doing, and everything else just sort of fades away. And that kind of happens to me when I'm blowing someone, and it's so peaceful and calming, like, especially for a person with anxiety. It's just really nice and, like, relaxing headspace to be in. Head. What about you? Why blowjobs?
Oh, so I think it was interesting. I'm actually gonna talk for a second because you talked about loving blowjob porn. And, like, for as much as I love blowjobs, I cannot watch blowjob porn. Like, I just can't. And you'd think a lot of it is, so I have a, I call it a phobia of vomit. Meaning, and, like, any sort of gagging noise induces, like, panic level, like, panic attack type stuff. I will freak the fuck out, which is interesting considering the amount of dicks I like in my mouth. So I can't, because they make gagging noises in all kinds of blowjob porn, and anytime I watch it, I'm just, like, afraid it's going to happen the whole time. Mm. So I think that's really interesting, like, that I love blowjobs so much. I think for me, it's definitely a service thing. A lot of my kinks come from, like, doing things for people and being told I did a good job and whatever. Like, recently I blew someone who, like, afterwards was just, like, all flustered and disheveled and talking about, like, oh, that was great, blah, blah, blah. And I was just, like, smiling, like, I know. Like, just so excited and, like, just thrilled to be like, yes, I did the thing, wasn't it great? And
yeah, that's totally a part of it for me too, like the praise aspect of it. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. And something about, like, the power, because you get to see someone else's reaction so much more, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm turned on during it, but it's not the same as, like, there's still a slight pleasure imbalance in that, like, they're the one that's getting off and I get to watch, and be mm-hmm. in a more, like, present headspace than I would be if, like, someone was fucking me. Mm-hmm. So it feels powerful even when I'm submissive, it still feels powerful. And yeah, just, like, getting to watch the other person, and the mouth feel is definitely a thing too. I just really like the way dicks feel in my mouth. And you yep. were like, nerve endings and things, and I was like, oh shit, they're science. That's interesting. I just like dicks. Well, okay.
Yeah. Some dicks just feel intuitively right in your mouth. Yeah. I don't know.
I think before we should get to the next thing on our notes, another thing I kind of want to mention, because I have thoughts about blowjobs. On the why section, I feel like this might kind of get its own episode at some point, or, like, be a bigger part of another episode, but can we talk about the number of people who think strap-on blowjobs are not worth it? Because, quote, no one feels anything.
These people are idiots. I hate them.
I hate them so much.
Because here's, like, if you ask these people if there's any aspect of sex that they enjoy for its psychological and or visual merits, of course they do. Everyone fucking enjoys that shit. Like, that's such a huge part of sex, and to say that strap-on blowjobs are not worth it because they don't physically feel like anything, which first of all isn't true, but, like, the visual and psychological aspects are a huge part of it, and these people make me so mad.
They do, and, like, I don't know, I feel like there's a huge overlap between them and the people that are like, how does lesbian sex work? There's no penis. But, yeah, they're like,
what's the point?
What do you do? So you always have a strap-on, right? Because someone has to be the one with the dick. but, yeah, like, there's definitely physical sensation. Because there's, like, bases grinding up against things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Things and
my,
stuff.
Things and
That's
stuff.
That's also what I call my genitals.
So my response to those people is usually, like, to ask if they just don't watch while someone sucks their dick. Like, oh, that looking at them gives you no pleasure at all, huh? You just mm-hmm. never even glance at the person whose mouth is on your bits. And they're like, no, fuck, like, looking at them is awesome. And I'm like, really now? Tell me more.
There you go.
Ta-da! You figured it out all by yourself. Socratic method.
I'm not sure that that's...
It is the method of asking questions to get people to learn things.
All right.
I'm going to ask Wikipedia.
I'm going to move on to the next section of this podcast.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to employ the Socratic method and ask you a question, Bex. What okay. makes someone a good blowjob receiver?
Oh, I have opinions. I was totally right about the Socratic method. Google says so. Okay. So what makes someone a good blowjob receiver? Okay. First of all, step one, react. Please, for the love of God.
Make some fucking noise!
Show me you want to be there. Pretend that you're, like, I don't... I get, like, even if you don't naturally make a lot of noise, a lot of us learned to get off while hiding in parents' basements and, like, in our rooms where we couldn't make noise and shit. Mm-hmm. You have roommates and doormates and whatever. But, like, learn... You're a grown-up now, probably. So, you can learn... People probably assume you have sex, and you can learn to make a little bit of noise. There's mm-hmm. no one's... The police aren't gonna knock down your door. Like...
Well, I mean, it depends on how loud you're being, probably, but...
That's fair.
Yeah, I agree, though, because, like, noise was not something that came naturally to me when I first started doing it, but I chose to start doing it as a way of guiding my partner and also, like, rewarding them for what they were doing. And it's just really useful, and just because you have to consciously choose to do it at first doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. It's really helpful in, like, fueling to the person going down on you.
And I... personally, like, the same thing. Making noise is something I've kind of learned, but I also, even if I'm making noise while I'm jerking off, like, I enjoy it more if I can make noise, because breathing and science, and if I was sober, I would be more eloquent with that, but it's actually a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Step one, make noise. Any noise. Probably not whale sounds, but, like... Actual noise.
Oh! I don't know what that was supposed to be. That didn't sound like a whale.
I'm just imagining Dory. I love blowjobs.
No! No! Filleting Dory. Don't laugh at that. That was bad.
But make noise, moan, say things, give me, like, positive feedback, tell me what feels good.
Yeah, I have the note, give direction that is helpful but kind. Because to me, I hate when people give you directions that are, like, really rude and mean and make you feel like you've done something terribly wrong.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, give direction that is very positive, but that is also actually helpful and specific.
So, like, I think it's important to kind of talk about what that looks like. And for me, mm-hmm. it's usually not being like, God, what are you doing? Stop that. But instead being like, God, I love the thing you were doing with your tongue before. Can you do that more? Or, you know, God, you look so hot bobbing up and down on my cock. Or, like, whatever. To kind of encourage the things you like.
Yeah. I was blowing a guy once who said to me, I can feel your tongue, which at the time I thought was really funny because I was like, no shit, of course you fucking can. But then later, like months later, I like mentioned it to him. I was like making fun of him and I said that and he was like, yeah, the reason I say that is because if I tell you I can feel your tongue, then you start thinking about your tongue and then you're going to use more tongue. And I was like, oh my God, that's so smart.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yep.
But yeah, that or even just being like, you know, wow, I love the way your tongue feels. Can you do that harder? You know, so like, just
positive
encouraging the positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we should also talk for a second about what to do with your hands.
Oof.
Because I know we both feel really strongly about that.
Yeah, my thing is, like, ask before touching, but if you get a yes, touch a whole lot, because, like, one thing I often say with partners, if they're not touching me, I'll be like, hey, you can touch me if you want, which just means I really, really fucking want you to touch me.
Yeah.
so you, I mean, I think you should ask, because I used to have a thing about not wanting to choke on the dick, and so I wouldn't want anybody's hands anywhere on me because I was scared that they would, like, push me down and try to get me to take more than I could handle. But if you ask permission and they say yes, then you can, like, touch their arms or touch their head or their face, whatever.
I think that's interesting, because one of the things I was going to say, a lot of people feel apprehensive about people touching their head or face or hair or whatever, but I tend to think, like, shoulders tend to be a safer zone that can also have you feeling connected with the person. Because, like, when you're giving a blowjob, you're kind of far from the person receiving. Like, you're obviously not face-to-face, you know?
Yeah.
So I find if the person's not touching me at all, I feel almost really distant from everything that's going on. So I'll like even like their hand on my shoulder, because you can feel them grabbing tighter, or, you know, you can feel the tension changing in their body a lot more if they're kind of connected to you in that way. That said, I love people's hands in my hair or on my face or whatever. Yeah. But again, it's all because I like being able to feel the tension in their body and the way they, like, the way they grab at me, looking for more sensation or whatever, you know? And I don't get that as much if you're just, like, sitting on your hands like you're some kid in a museum not allowed to touch things. You know?
Yeah, that's not very fun. I mean, unless it's some kind of bondage game, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing that I would say about being a good receiver is being able to just relax into it and accept pleasure, because some people get so guilty or nervous about doing that. Like, they feel like they should be doing more for you or something. And it's really not very fun to go down on someone who their mind is elsewhere and they're not really present in what's happening.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit beforehand, but... One of the things that I so struggle with are people who are, like, really, really interested in doing things to me and, like, returning when I'm, like, I... Because part of me is like, yes, good, care about your partner's pleasure. This is a skill I should encourage. Pass you on to future partners with important priorities. But also your dick, though. Like, just take your pants off.
Yeah.
This is... Like, this is all I'm interested in right now. I don't care about you doing things to me. Like, I don't know, for me, like, receiving is a very different priority, and I'm just... I guess it's hypocritical, because part of it is I have a hard time relaxing into it, and I'm like, stop it, I can't relax, let me suck your dick, you relax. It's not that hard, do it! Except I can't do it.
I mean, I think if someone's, like, obviously genuinely not into receiving, that, of course, they don't have to, but I don't know. I've been with a lot of dudes who clearly do want to receive, but just feel guilty about wanting it or about getting it.
Yeah.
And it's annoying to, like, sort of be in that middle space where, like, they can just accept and receive, and it's fine, it's what I want, and sometimes I just can't get that through to someone, and they just won't. Relax, and that's annoying.
Yeah, and I think people have a hard time, like we were talking about earlier, I think people have a hard time getting that, like, no, this is our thing, this is what we want to do, this is,
yeah,
like, I'm 100% content with just doing this, like,
yep.
yeah, because they're so set on, like, I don't know if they think it's, like, a ploy for us to lure people in or something. I just like sucking cock. That's...
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about some of our favorite tips and techniques. So it's funny because I don't really think about techniques a lot. I feel like my approach to giving head is very intuitive. And I remember one time you and me went out for dinner right before you were about to teach a blowjob class. And I was like, hey, tell me your... blowjob secrets that you're about to teach in this class, and you told me a bunch of techniques that, like, I had never heard of or tried, and I was like, shit, like, I just stick it in my face and, like, move it in and out a bunch, basically. But I will say that, like, I do kind of try to approach blowjobs the way I like someone to go down on me, which is sort of some teasing and some lead up and not focusing entirely on the sort of head of the penis, because I don't really like when people zero right in on my clit, and kind of building up slowly. And that to me is like, that's a sexy blowjob from my perspective as well. So I kind of just do what feels good in my mouth.
Yeah, and I mean, you make it sound like I have this stack of blowjob secrets, and I mean, I do. Book me to teach a workshop for you.
Good save.
I'll be honest, though, my blowjob workshops, just like all of my other workshops, are secretly just communication workshops, but you gotta put fancy names on them, otherwise people don't come. But it's secretly an entire workshop on, here are some things to try, but talk to your partner, but some people like, but also talk to your partner, but this is what the anatomy of a penis is, and talk to your partner.
I mean, that's really all you need.
Yeah, and it's, so the first thing I would say is just paying attention to your partner's responses.
Mm-hmm.
And if your partner doesn't respond, make them listen to this podcast about 15 minutes ago. In which we talk about how to do that. But even really subtle things, if they're not moaning or whatever, you can hear breathing changes. You can feel tension in the hips and thighs, which your hands are probably on. You can feel the way they're grabbing at you or anything like that. And when their responses show they're enjoying it more, or, like, they're getting louder and their breathing's getting faster, or they say, that's awesome. Keep doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
So I usually start out my blowjobs by trying a bunch of different stuff, running mm-hmm. my tongue along different parts of the penis, playing with different amounts of pressure, and speeds and things like that until I find the stuff they really like.
I had a partner who called that the changing the channel technique. You just flip through and try to find the thing that you want. But he would always not stick with the right channel when he found it. And all of you listening to this are gonna stick to the right channel once you find it. Because that's what you should do.
Is he like that dude that would find a good show and watch, you know, 10, 15 minutes of it and then change it again? Because I know mm-hmm. people like that, and I can't stand it. I'm like, you decided on this one. Stick to this one. I need to know what happens.
Consistency. Damn it. Let me come.
It's like, God, I wasn't even that interested in this one, but now I'm invested. You left it on.
Why are you doing this to me?
But really, though, like, something like that, and I love that name for it, because as soon as you say it, people get what you're saying. And then another thing I like to really play with is positioning. Like, you can't do it as much if the person's standing in front of you, but if they're sitting in a chair, and especially if they're laying down, doing certain things while kneeling between their knees is going to feel very different than doing things while kneeling next to them on the bed. And you can also, like, tilt your head in different ways from where you are without shifting your body. So it's really fun to, like, experiment with some techniques while kneeling between their knees, where your tongue's gonna be along the bottom of their shaft, and then kneeling next to them, where your tongue's gonna be more along the side, or you can even shift your knees up and have your tongue almost along the top of their dick, and it's all gonna feel different. So that's one way to kind of shift things up and try different sensations without, like, you're not doing any tricks or anything, you're shifting your body. But I knew someone who, I hooked up with someone once who, like, loved when I kneeled next to him on the bed so much more than if I was kneeling between his knees. Like, it was almost a profound difference, and I was like, shit, I didn't do anything, but okay, great, cool. And it also gives a really different, like, visual look, too.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say, like, for me, as a giver, I think positions have a lot to do with my enjoyment as well. Because, like, when I used to give blowjobs to my first partner and I wasn't that into them, it was always, like, him lying on the bed and me sort of kneeling over him. And that's really uncomfortable for me. I have bad hips and bad knees. And, my wrists would get tired and my jaw would get sore. And when I started giving head from, like, sitting in between a partner's knees, where, like, most of the pressure is on my legs and then I have my hands free, I just found I enjoyed it a whole lot more and I wouldn't get tired as fast and wouldn't be in pain and I could go for a lot longer. So, like, if you're not that into giving, you can mix things up that way, too.
Yeah. See, I love kneeling on the bed just because I feel like I can move around a lot more. But I do not like, I only get kind of one hand because the other one's holding me up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and hands are super important. Can we just talk about the fact that blowjobs don't exclusively involve your mouth? Like, blowjobs can be part handjobs.
Yeah, like, I don't think that I've ever gotten someone off without also using my hand. Like, it just, it's a 100% necessary part of the process for me.
And I feel like there's this weird rep, like, I feel like there's people out there that think that that's, like, cheating or something. And I'm like, no, that's how, that is how you blowjob.
Yep.
It's part of the deal. Mm-hmm. And I love hands just either when your mouth starts to get tired, they come in really handy. but also, as kind of a substitute for deep throating, like, I can, and I, we'll talk about deep throating more in a second, I think. Or, yeah, we can do it now. But Everyone comes to blowjob classes looking to learn how to deep throat. Everyone who talks about blowjobs is like, but deep throating, though. But, like, 80 to 90% of the people I've talked to that receive blowjobs, myself included, deep throating is a really cool party trick that looks cool, but that's about it, is kind of the feedback I've gotten.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, I think that's overhyped. Like, and I can do it, and I've done it, and I will do it periodically during a blowjob to be like, look at what I can do, ha, it's gone! but I don't think it has to be the entirety of your blowjob, or even half of it. Like, it's just a thing you can do. And then I use my hand once you, like, once you get the cock really wet, if you have your hand around the base and move it in tandem with your lips, and I'm doing it now as if y'all can see me.
I'm enjoying it.
Great. If you're moving your hand at the same time as you're moving your lips and you have it, like, up against your lips, it's not going to feel all that different from as if their entire cock is engulfed in your mouth. Like, it's still surrounded by something warm and wet. And it also allows, if your partner is someone who, like, likes to thrust into your mouth, first of all, if that makes you super uncomfortable, fucking tell them to stop and stop blowing them until they learn to not do that. but if it's something, like, that you're okay with, but you can't take that much, now you have a little buffer there. Which is going to keep only as much cock in your mouth as you want, which is kind of handy.
Stop using the word handy. You have to stop.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
I want to talk briefly about tongue, and the main reason is because I have the best brag about tongue.
Yes.
Someone once told me that I give the cashmere of blowjobs because I have a cat tongue, by which he meant that my tongue is a little bit scratchy. And I've gotten that feedback from a few people. They're like, oh my god, your tongue. It's all about the tongue. I'm really into that.
Yeah. One thing, like, see, I feel like I don't use my tongue enough. I do. One thing I do with it is, I'm like doing it and trying to figure out how to describe it. and I can't figure out a way that's gonna, like, not sound weird. Okay, so you know the worm, which is that, like, dance thing?
Yes.
I do that with my tongue. Like, I, like, roll it along the bottom of someone's shaft while mm-hmm. at the same time...
Now I'm doing it, too.
Right? See, okay, so at least you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
While at the same time, like, moving my lips up and down their shaft in, like, a really coordinated way, which I think is cool, where, like, they're moving in tandem, or mm-hmm. I'll also use my tongue really broad and flat to kind of wrap around the bottom part of their cock and push it up against the roof of my mouth to kind of tighten my mouth and make the whole thing feel a lot smaller and tighter.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, and you can also do, like, pointed tongue right on the frenulum, which is right on the bottom of the head of the cock. You can do a lot mm-hmm. of, like, pointed licks and flicks and stuff like that there. But I don't know, I feel like I don't use my tongue a lot. Tell me, teach me! Oh, Kashmir of blowjobs! Tell me about tongue things!
I don't know, I just do a lot of, like, tongue rubbing and stuff while other things are going on. I don't really know how to describe it. I'm not articulate about blowjobs, I'm just like, put it in my mouth.
I'm just here with all of my thoughts and feelings. I'm just, mm-hmm. next time you suck a dick, I'm just gonna sit there with a notebook and be like, how would you describe the tongue situation?
And he'll be like, I can feel your tongue.
I love that we were imagining in the same human. I'll just be there with, like, yep. a magnifying glass, so, like... Like a nature documentary.
and the crocodile hunter.
And now we see Kate in her natural habitat. She approaches the dick with Ernest.
Always with Ernest. That's the number one important thing.
Okay, but that is actually important. Enthusiasm is important on both parts. That's, like, yes. the other most important thing I teach when I'm teaching about blowjobs is, like, be excited to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, explain a brag, we've both gotten a lot of compliments on blowjobs, and
mm-hmm.
To be perfectly honest, I can't imagine we do anything all that different from the rest of the world. Like, I've spent a lot of time thinking about blowjobs, and I have a lot of tips and tricks and things that I can throw out into the world, but I can't imagine that we're doing anything that different from the general public, except we're super excited to be there.
Yeah, we're so enthused, and, like, I've gotten that note so many times where...
Note? Because is this a play?
I almost always initiate a blowjob at some point and be like, hey, can I go down on you? And I think that the phrasing of that question and also, like, how soon I tend to ask that question really communicates my extreme BJ enthusiasm if the person hasn't already read my blog and tweets and doesn't already know that about me.
I was gonna say, everyone we fucked lately reads our blogs and Twitter. They fucking know.
Yeah. Yeah, they know. But see, that's a double-edged sword, though, because sometimes I worry that dudes see all the things I write about blowjobs and think that I'm going to be, like, transcendentally amazing and, like, change their lives. And, true. Like, maybe I will, but, like, I prefer to not have that pressure on me. It feels like a lot. So
yeah.
I usually try to sort of make jokes where I'm like, I'm not really that good at it. I'm just super into it.
Yeah, I don't...
And try to keep their expectations low.
I feel really super uncomfortable about, like, bragging about blowjobs. I'm just like, can I do mm-hmm. the thing? I like doing the thing.
Yeah. I don't consider myself abnormally good at it. Yeah. I'm just a fan.
Yeah, but I think it's that enthusiasm. And I get, mm-hmm. again, so many people at blowjob classes that come in and are like, I hate blowjobs. I'm scared of blowjobs. I don't like giving blowjobs. And they think that they're going to learn XYZ tips and tricks and just, like, get someone off super fast and be done with the blowjob. Mm. But pretty much my biggest tips are, like, learn to like it, which sounds yeah. terrible, but I don't mean, like, get over it and like a dick in your mouth, damn it. I just mean, mm-hmm. like, find something about it that you love. If you yeah. don't love the sensation, enjoy the kinky service aspect of it. Enjoy the sounds your partner makes. Enjoy, you know, how turned on they are. Enjoy that you're doing something special that they don't get often. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that you have the power and you're controlling them. Like, there are so many different aspects to come at it, but find something somewhere about it that turns you on. And if you can't, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone wants to have any sort of sex where the other person isn't enjoying themselves at all. Like,
yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah. So, I think that's, like, the most important thing. If you want to give good head, like giving head. Like something mm-hmm. about it. Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. It's a good tip. Alright, let's do fuck that fuck yeah.
Oh Jesus. Okay.
Okay, fuck that fuck yeah is our weekly segment where we tell you something that we are hating and something that we are loving, ideally on theme for the episode topic. So we're gonna be talking about blowjobs some more, as if you haven't got enough already.
And if you have gotten enough, maybe this isn't the podcast for you.
I'm really sorry. Because
this
tell
isn't
you.
Gonna be the only time we talk about yeah. blowjobs.
So my fuck that, and I'm going first because I know you don't have one yet.
Oh God, not at all.
Mine is mouth cravings. I feel like I've been complaining for the entire lifespan of this podcast about how I haven't had any sex recently, and consequently it's going to seem like I never have any sex. I swear it's just been these past, like, 6 weeks. I have gone without, and so I was thinking about how there are lots of sexual cravings that you can sort of fulfill for yourself, penetration and orgasms and things like that that are easier. But when you are craving to give a blowjob, I don't know, sometimes I blow a dildo, but it's just not the same. And there is something special and different about that interactive experience of, like, blowing someone and hearing their reactions and having that intimacy together and everything. And that can't really be replicated with a toy, and it's kind of a bummer, and I miss having dicks in my face.
Yeah, I gave a blowjob yesterday and I still miss having dicks in my face. I'm like, but there's not one next to me, like, waiting for me to blow it when we're done. So clearly I didn't plan this well.
I didn't even put a dildo on my desk, and I'm so mad because, like, this whole episode I keep looking around being like, where is something I can fucking put in my mouth?
I thought, like, before we started, I thought, I was like, I really should just have someone on deck. Like, bro, I am drinking and recording a podcast about blowjobs. Baseline out of 10, I'm always at, like, a 4 on wanting to give a blowjob. Booze knocks that up a couple notches. Talking about blowjobs for an hour and a half puts me at, like, a 12. So...
Yep. It is beach time.
It is. It is beach o'clock.
Friend, do you have a fuck that? I just want to say it is hilarious to me that we both had so much difficulty coming up with a fuck that for this episode.
I feel like we
always
do.
That's how much
do.
We love blowjobs. No, this one was particularly hard, and it's because every single detail of blowjobs is just a shining, brilliant speck of light in my vision. It just creates a full canvas of glory, shining full speed. Wow. Jaime is not good at metaphors. I don't know what is this mess that I'm saying right now. I'm very excited about blowjobs, is what I'm saying.
I like blowjobs. My fuck that is going to be something I talked about a little bit earlier, but I'm just going to talk more about it, is when I have partners that are, like, really, really interested in going down on me or whatever, and for me, that's causes a lot of anxiety sometimes, and, like, there's certain people where I'm like, yes, do the thing, yes, please, but for the most part, I'm just, like, want to be like, yeah, but can I blow you, though? Can I? And they're, like, really pushing for, like, wanting to do things to me, and I'm like, I really, like, can I please just blow you? Is that an option? And part of what's, like, hard about that for me is that I feel like almost like I'm setting a bad example, or, like, it's not sex positive of me to not want someone to go down on me, which is bullshit. Sex positivity is liking mm-hmm. whatever you like and having right. the sex that brings you joy. But I feel like there's so much out there that's like, you know, we need to teach, specifically men, but we need to teach men to, you know, appreciate their partners, and it's not all blowjobs, and they don't get a blowjob unless they also go down on you. And it's like, oh, but really, though? Can't I just... But I want to get a blowjob. I want to be allowed to... Damn it. So it's kind of a feminist quandary for me sometimes. But, like, fuck it. I know that pursuing the sex that makes me happy is feminist, so yeah.
Yeah, I totally get the feminist quandary thing, because, like, I always think of Dan Savage's campsite rule, where he says, leave mm-hmm. someone better than you found them. And I don't really want to leave my partners in a headspace where they feel that they're entitled to blowjobs, or that, like, they need exactly. them every day. But also, like, I want them to feel that way while I'm with them, because I do want to blow them every day, so it's like, what do I do?
How exactly, do I... like, part of me wants to be like, to start, this is not how the world works. Now take off your pants. You are not owed this. I need to just start every blowjob with a feminist rant. Just on my knees being like, we're going to talk about male entitlement for a second.
You and do not deserve this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I fucking want to.
Oh my god, that's such a dummy scene. And I want to take a moment, because I feel like, specifically in this part of the conversation, but during a lot of the conversation, we've kind of equated blowjobs with men, which is bullshit. True. This, like, my concerns about entitlement are specifically around cis men, just because I feel like not cis men are have less of a cultural basis for entitlement, although that can certainly mm-hmm. still be a thing. But mm-hmm. I love blowing trans women and trans men and non-binary folks and cis women, and blowjobs are great for everyone who has a penis, whether factory installed or added later on.
Amen. Well said. My fuck yeah is people who react to your blowjobs like you're blowing their mind. The last person who I blew before this epic drought, which I'm so sad about, I had never blown him before. He was a one-night stand. I didn't really know what he liked, so I just kind of did my regular stuff. And he reacted to it so strongly. Like, he was making these noises, like, as if he'd never felt this before. And then when he came, he was, like, moving around so much and making so much noise that I literally thought he was having a seizure. Like, I got genuinely frightened and looked up while sort of continuing to jerk him off, because I didn't want to, like, ruin his orgasm, but, like, I was concerned. And I looked up and he was all right, and then when he kind of calmed down, I was like, wow, like, you really came pretty hard there. And he was like, yeah, I probably should have warned you. I get like that. But it's just, there's something so endearing about people who react that strongly to a beej. It's just, like, it's very gratifying to me.
Yeah, and I love, like, the stuttering awkwardness afterwards, where they're like, that was so good, that was, you when you did that thing, and that was just, oh, that was great, and, like, I've had dudes, like, pace awkwardly, or, like, they get all fidgety, and they're like, and like, I'm just sitting there smiling, like, yep, can I do it again?
What's your fuck yeah?
My fuck yeah is bad decisions.
I'm so proud of you.
I have done lately. And like, you ever meet a dick so good that you're like, wow, I'm gonna make some bad decisions around this dick. I am gonna fuck.
Yep.
And like that, I saw it and was like, damn, man, this is shit. I am gonna, there go all of my morals, and ethics.
This is gonna ruin my life.
Yep. I was just like, God, I am, I don't have any self-control on a good dick. Day. Did you consider this dick before you showed it to me? What? Oh. Do you know what you're doing to me?
I needed and a like, content warning for this dick.
And like, there's a dick that I have had the pleasure to blow and am going to continue to blow. And part of what makes it so hot and also so awful is that there's like an So in the kink episode, we talked about how I have some feelings about power exchange. and this has like a real life power dynamic that's happening, in which this person has actual genuine power over me, which is not good, and you should not fuck those people and do as I say, not as I do, because God, that's a good dick. It's just oof. And it's gonna end,
lead us astray.
Yeah, I mean, and in a couple of weeks, this is going to be my fuck that, because it's going to end terribly. But until then, wee! I want you in the morning. Let's make a cup of tea. I want you in the morning.
Let's stay with me. So we're doing a giveaway. Bex, tell the folks about the giveaway.
Wow, way to set me up for that. Okay, so we are going to be giving away a Womanizer Pro, the toy with the worst name in the world, but and the toy every sex blogger really, really wanted to hate, and yet none of them did. So yeah. This Womanizer Pro is black and silver, which normally, it wouldn't super matter what color the toy is, but when the other options are a gaudy rose print and leopard, black and silver is pretty exciting. So it's a suction-based toy that's, like, super intense and is really, really cool. And you have a chance to win it! Woo!
Woo! And I will say that it's apt that we're doing the Womanizer for this episode, because it's said to feel like a blowjob for your clit. And I have used the original Womanizer, and I'm a fan of it for that reason.
So if you want to win this beautiful Womanizer, you're going to do one of two things for me. There are two ways for you to get entries, and you can do one, or both, or neither, but if you do, you're not going to win. The first thing to do to get an entry... Why are you laughing?
Sorry, I'm okay. Shit. You're really funny.
You're really high.
Yep.
The first thing we need you to do is to post a picture of yourself on Twitter listening to the podcast and tag @thedildorks. So it doesn't have to be a selfie, although we love selfies of our adorable followers. You can also just post a picture of the things you like to do while listening to your podcast, where you are while listening to the podcast, whatever you want to do. Post a picture of you listening to this episode of The Dildorks, or one of the other ones if you want to go back, and tag @TheDildorks on Twitter, and that'll get you one entry. And you can post up to 5 selfies, so one for each episode of the podcast that we've had. Now, the other way to enter is to hop on over to iTunes, where you're going to write us a stellar review, or an awful review. Like, be honest, review integrity is important, but also we're great, so, like, what else would you write, really?
Yeah. Where are you getting your information from if you think we're bad? Like, there's no proof of that.
Yeah. And why are you listening? This is 5 episodes in and well over an hour into this podcast. It has not been
edited,
but I am sure.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I am. But still, just write whatever your heart desires about the podcast. Giving us reviews helps us look good to the iTunes Apple overlords and has us show up as a suggested podcast for more, for other podcast listeners, and that's how we become famous. So, do that for us.
It's very important to us that we become famous.
I want to be famous for talking about blowjobs. It's all I've ever wanted.
So the giveaway is going to last 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from today, the day that the podcast came out, is how long you have to enter this womanizer giveaway. And you want this thing. Because I hear it's like getting a blowjob for your clit. So to wrap things up here, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Dildorks. We're so glad that you joined us to talk about blowjobs, one of our very favorite things. My name is Kate Sloan. You can find me on Twitter at girly_juice. That's also my name on Instagram. My blog is at girlyjuice.net. We are at The Dildorks on Twitter, and our website is thedildorks.com. Bex, what's your stuff?
I'm Bex. I'm on Twitter as Bex Talk Sex. I'm also on Instagram under that, and you can find me at BexTalkSex.com.
Awesome. Have a good one, guys, and go out there and live your sexy, dorky life.
Bye. I appreciate that our first intoxicated episode is our blowjob episode. It seems on brand.
Good. It's a pity that we couldn't plan ahead and get you a cocktail from that semen recipe book for this episode, but
I have not had enough cum in my vicinity to facilitate that.
Ugh, tragic.
Okay, I'm putting that blowjob painting behind my computer just, like, as inspiration, so I'm gonna be looking at it.
It's your muse.
God, blowjobs are great.
I still think so fondly of how every time we walked into that house in Minneapolis and saw this painting, we would just be like, oh.
Literally every time it didn't get old, I walked past it every time and was like, guff.
Even still looking at it now. Oh my god, okay.
Welcome to the Dildorks.
Hey, just give me a second, okay? Just give me 1 second. There is just so much phlegm in my throat. I feel like I just gave a blowjob. It's gross. Okay.
On the plus side, our blooper reel is going to be bitchin'.
More like a blow per reel, am I right? Alright. Fucking hell!
I adore you.
I adore you too. I'm so mad at this phone, though. It is 9:15 at night. Who is phoning at this hour?
Someone who wants a blowjob.
Well, they can't have one. I'm busy podcasting. It's far more important.
Podcasting is not more important than blowjobs.
The Skype's all weird, and it's really funny because sometimes the audio distorts when it's trying to catch up, so I'll just hear you being like, blowjobs. It's killing me. So how you enter the giveaway is you're going to go to our website, which is thedildorks.com. Is this right?
No.
Am I doing this
right? No. Okay.
Okay.
This is not even a little right.
we did not prepare me adequately. I just stumbled blindly into that. Jesus Christ. Okay.
I was just waiting to see where it was going. This podcast is brought to you by alcohol. And the letter W.
I was going to say the letters
P and J, obviously.
Oh, there you go. We found it.
That joke would have taken much less time if we were sober. But it wouldn't have been nearly as funny.
Nope.
Look at that. We recorded a podcast and it only took an hour and a half.
Ugh, the worst.